Welcome to trainer Michael Law. Just had a win with Tony Macaroni in the opening race in Hobart here tonight. A good win tonight?
Yeah, it went really good. Yep. Never really got flat out, I don't think. He sort of got around him pretty easy, and when you hit the front, he stargazed around and all that sort of thing. He felt like he had like a fair bit more there, really.
Pretty much what you expected?
Well, you did look to win him, but you still got to win him, don't you? They can all go now, and sort of hard to just expect to win, you know, but he done a good job.
Well, it'd been, what, 2-3 weeks between runs?
Two weeks.
Yeah, I think. 2 weeks. Yeah. All right, we just keep going through the grades. Is he?
Yeah, sure. We might take him away later on to Menangle or something like that. Well, there's a good bit of money about, you know, because he'll get a lot better on a bit more time and a bit bigger track and that. No, he'll be a nice horse, I reckon.
Okay. Well, he's only four, and he's he hasn't a hell of a lot of starts. He's only his 20th start, so he's reasonably lightly raised.
Yeah, and got a good record. He's a pretty nice horse. I think he'll get better and better.
All right. Speaking of taking away, you've had a good trip interstate. The horses that you took away were...
Well, we took...
Turnpike Cruiser?
Yeah, Turnpike Cruiser. He was very unlucky a couple of times. Probably should have won at Milton, but anyway, he ran a couple of second and a third. Big run there the other night. He missed a start by about 60 and run third went good. And Cosmic Under Fire, he won there and got claimed. So that was the idea, to turn a few over.
Yep.
And horse called Pack the Rafters, and we sold him over there. And Baby Achu, Wayne Retterson, he's two over, Twilight Town.
Yeah.
Baby Achu, and Baby Achu was lucky enough to win and get claimed as well. So that was a good result for them, probably. Although I do like the horse, I reckon he'll go, you know, in the right state with the claimers on every week, he'll keep earning money, you know. Yeah. But here he was sort of handicapped, so it was the right thing to move.
He was a very good juvenile, baby.
Yeah, he was, yeah. And he's still a nice horse, but if you're not quite good enough to win the free for alls here, and the mobile claimers, because he's too dear to go in the stand start claimers, well, they're not on often enough for him, so it's the right move for him to go. And the other one done a good job, Twilight Town. He won the Consolation,
yeah,
and then won an MO the next week. And it was probably a little bit flat the other day, but they went 154 and he worked around outside the leader, so, you know, can't expect him to do that.
All right, so it was a worthwhile trip for
you. Really good, yep.
When's your next trip to
Lodge? I'm not sure. Not sure. The kids, they like me going away, so I don't know. We might have to try and work it out when they can come with us, you know. And I'm not sure. But we're sort of thinking about going to Menangle with a few, like probably Turnpike Cruiser, give them a freshen up. And, and that horse, Tony Macaroni, probably put them back. Might be able to find another one somewhere.
School holidays, kids, that'd be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that'd be good.
All right, that's good. All right, Mick, well done. Let's hope it keeps on rolling.
I have to say about me missus doing all the work with these ones at home, like Tony Macaroni, and put them back. Like,
yeah.
Tony, she's done a great job with them. Like,
yeah.
Got them really good in themselves and going good, so I have to thank her very much.
Well, I think I should interview her next time.
Yeah, you should. Like, it's a team effort, you know, and if she doesn't have them going good here, we don't eat, so.
All right, mate, well done.
That's good. No worries, thanks.